There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live. We got more coming up on the Airbnb crackdown happening in San Diego on a lady 70 years old who had the courage to rent a room. That's all she was doing. She was using the Airbnb system, which is like a room sharing service or a house sharing service, sort of like Uber and Lyft are these ride sharing services that allow people with an existing house or car or whatever to rent out that space to somebody. And that's what this lady was doing. She was doing it successfully for a little while until her neighbors decided to target her and essentially use the government to threaten this lady. Now she's looking at a $25,000 fine. And it's Ian, Danica, and Daryl in this studio tonight. Daryl, you've got more to that story here. Let's go ahead with that, because I know we're getting close to finishing it up. Just to recap, $25,000. This has gone to court, apparently.
Yes.
Even though she pointed out that the ordinance specifically states that in order to qualify as a bed and breakfast, one must actually serve breakfast.
Yes.
So she's saying, hey, I didn't violate the city's own ordinances in this case.
Right. And I just want to back up a sentence here. She agreed to pay the 13% hotel or occupancy tax.
That's sad.
She retained a lawyer, and she told the city she would stop renting out her room through Airbnb until the city council clarified the statute about a bed and breakfast.
Which could take forever. That's a terrible thing for her to agree to do.
I agree. It was a horrible thing. But at least you know, she's saying, like,
she backed out.
I'll work with you. I'll work with you. Just don't take all of my money.
She's being a good neighbor and trying to work things out.
Well, and by work with you, you mean back down completely at that point. Because if she's shutting down.
Essentially.
Right. Because if she says, well, I'm not going to rent the room until the city council clarifies the ordinance, you're not going to rent the room because the city council is under no obligation whatsoever to clarify that ordinance.
Right. Her neighbors were still suspicious and believed that she was continuing to rent out her room, even after she had promised to stop hosting travelers. Payson, that's the lawyer, says their suspicions likely arose from Smith's rich social life. In February of this year, one of Smith's neighbors told City Hall they had reason to believe that she was still renting out her room through Airbnb, even though records obtained from Airbnb show otherwise.
Really?
Smith told a local news outlet, one of the neighbors came over very frantic, saying she just couldn't take it anymore, but would not tell me what happened. Smith added, I'm a good neighbor. I have always intended to be a good neighbor. Unfortunately, it seems that gossip and subterfuge and tattling to city officials is more neighborly where I now live.
Oh.
The lawyer says the real issue is an understandable question of policy. Some people believe that none of this should be happening in residential neighborhoods. The statute defining a bed and breakfast is murky, and the zoning policy needs to be clarified, said the lawyer. And a clarified version of the zoning code is currently being drafted, or so they claim. Smith has consistently contended that she has never offered breakfast, just a bed to sleep in. But the administrative law judge, Catriona Miller, sided with the San Diego City Council on August 5th.
Wow.
Ruling, quote, while Smith did not serve breakfast regularly in this establishment, it is the type of establishment where breakfast is typically served.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Passon said, I can say with certainty that Airbnb is not involved in the case. They have not offered to help in any way. They wanted to make sure I was clear about that. Smith's intention to file a lawsuit against the city is still being discussed. Vice News contacted Airbnb to request comment on Smith's predicament. In response, Airbnb shared a letter that the director of public policy, David Owen, sent on Tuesday to the mayor of San Diego. The letter states in part, "Regular San Diegans like Rachel should not be penalized. Accordingly, we are calling for the city to stay the full amount of Ms. Smith's fine and suspend enforcement efforts against other home sharers until the city council completes its consideration of the code changes."
And that's where it stands.
Yes. This happened less than or just over a week ago.
Wow. They likely aren't trying to get too involved because obviously they don't want to make it so that Airbnb can't be used at all in San Diego.
Well, that's what the San Diego people are trying to, that's what the gang, the government gang is trying to accomplish. I think that's sad though because it's my understanding that Uber, the ride sharing service, does stand behind its drivers. When their drivers get in trouble with the law, when they get tickets and they get, you know, busted and arrested, as recently happened in Hong Kong and has happened in places like New York City, then Uber actually helps them and gives them legal services and helps them, you know, provides lawyers in a lot of those cases. That's what I've been told, at least my understanding. We've had Uber drivers call the show and talk about that. So what a shame that Airbnb's not standing behind this lady in a more full manner.
And I do think it's very telling that the lawyer had to make sure that he clarified that Airbnb is not involved in this case.
Zach, you're in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want, listening via TuneIn. Go ahead, Zach.
Hey, so I don't know if you remember, but a while ago I called in asking for your guys' opinion on the Coast Guard and saying that I was, like, going to join it, and I couldn't pay for college, and this is what I thought I was going to do.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, we tried to talk you out of it and suggested that, you know, you might have to do things against your will, things that you don't agree with. If you're a liberty-oriented person as a Coast Guard member, like take someone's freedom away from them for trying to make a better life for themselves or to, you know, transport some product from point A to point B. And
hopefully steal someone's belongings because they're trying to transport a product from point A to point B.
Yeah, that you'd be under, that you'd be under orders, and if you didn't do those things, that you could possibly get in some hot water. So yeah, I do recall that call.
Yeah, so I did go ahead and decide not to join. I finalized that and did communications with the recruiter and all that stuff. I'm actually right now making plans, and I'm about to sign up for the Free State Project, and I'm planning on moving out to New Hampshire next year, around summertime. And actually, the reason I called is because I, recently made this decision, and I was wondering if you guys knew of any, websites or anything like that that I could look at for job postings around the Keene area, if there's, any websites that, the people use around there to post jobs and stuff like that, because definitely need money.
Well, there's a lot more to look at besides just Keene. I mean, if you're looking for work, the big cities like Manchester and Nashua are more likely to have more options for you. If you do have your heart set on Keene for some reason, you're certainly, you can look at, there's an NH job postings list on
Indeed.com. Craigslist can be good too. Those were two that I used.
Craigslist has a lot of listings on there. Although a lot of the listings are basically reposts from the same temp agencies where they repost the same
and there's
stuff
a lot of temp agencies,
day.
But there are a lot of individual ones. I will kind of give you a little
The local newspaper also has a fairly decent online classified section. I would say the online is actually better than what is in print.
I'm going to give you a little bit of word of caution just from my experiences. Keene is great for entry-level positions. And it's a lot more difficult to find something that's a little bit more pay scale high. So just be forewarned that you might have to do a little bit more digging as far as a higher salary.
Yeah. I mean, if you're looking for something specific, there are, like I said, the more populated areas will probably be more likely, something specific to a skill or whatever. If you don't care and you're just willing to work a retail job, then you can find those all over.
A restaurant.
Yeah, you can find those all over New Hampshire.
And there are some people that will live in, the Nashua area and commute down to Boston because it's only an hour away.
But I think you still have to pay Massachusetts income tax if you work down there.
You do if you work down there,
Zach, any other questions?
Well, I was going to go to Keene State, too, so I don't know if you guys know of any, libertarian or, Free State Project groups that are linked to the State College or anything like that.
No, they likely don't care.
There's a Keene Cannabis. That's not true. There's plenty of people at the college that like the activists. There's actually quite a few of them. But in fact, if you ever go out doing cop blocking, Danica, you'll experience that the college students absolutely love cop block.
Oh, I'm sure the students did. The school itself,
oh, you
not
the school
so much.
Administrators? I don't know. I imagine they have different opinions. But there is the Keene Cannabis Coalition there at the Keene State College. That would probably be the most liberty-friendly group on campus.
I would love to see somebody start a Students for Liberty on Keene State.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. If somebody's a go-getter and a doer and a leader, then there's definitely opportunity there. Hey, Zach, let us know how that goes, and thanks for your call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-453. You can Skype in. Skype username's lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
This message is for home intruders, the cowards who break into people's homes to steal their hard-earned property, criminals who shatter lives and rob people of their privacy and security. Listen very carefully. We're the home security experts at LiveWatch, and we're taking you down. Because we're letting everyone try our newest home security system for one full year in their home. To take advantage of this amazing offer, call now, 1-800-670-9259. LiveWatch has been helping protect homes for years, and we've learned the secrets that intruders like you don't want people to know. Criminals, it's time for you to be afraid, because every person who calls will be protected against cowards like you. To the criminals listening, we're taking you down. To those who want to help protect their homes, call the security experts to try the LiveWatch security system. There are no long-term contracts, and if you're not completely satisfied, you can cancel at any time. Try LiveWatch now by calling 1-800-670-9259. That's 1-800-670-9259.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. We've actually had a couple people call in the show tonight to express to us how important these words on paper are. They call them ordinances in a lot of cities and towns. At the state level, usually they're called statutes. At the federal level, they're called code because they're written like code and it's hard as hell to understand anything that they actually say. Apparently, these things are so important because strange people have voted to elect other strange people to write these things down on paper. Then other men and women with guns will come and point them at you if you don't do what those words on paper say.
Even if those words on paper say that you're to do the most vile, reprehensible thing, well, it's on paper, so you have to do it.
In this case, the lady in question, 70 years old, she was running an Airbnb house, and that just basically means she's renting out a room temporarily to people who are there on vacation or business or whatever their reasons to come to town. Danica, you've actually done this in
Yes.
Manhattan, and you got a room for $100 a night in a city in which you can't get a hotel room for less than $200. Yeah, you can't really do it. It's just not even an option.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely. Anyway,
it's saving people big money.
And it's a you know, and Manhattan is the touristy part of New York City regardless. But, I mean, it was still in a very nicest area, and it was very close to where I was going. So it was totally convenient. And I could check in early. He was very flexible. Like, it's just, it's so much better than staying in a hotel.
And you get to kind of get to know the proprietor in some cases, I imagine, rather than having sort of an anonymous hotel experience with, you know, people you don't really get to connect with. And so it looks like to me it would be a totally different experience. It's a more affordable experience, more of an intimate experience as well.
Absolutely.
And obviously a lot of people are into this. It seems to be going very well generally for Airbnb. And I imagine it's a little bit harder for the state to do a crackdown on this, although I suppose they could still just look in their area and see what's available and then run sting operations against them.
You know, I've been hearing all these news about Uber and Lyft getting hit with so many lawsuits and so many cease and desists.
They got raided, actually.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, you know, I wonder if it's ever going to happen to Airbnb, and sure enough, it has.
There you go.
Super unfortunate.
And this isn't the only story. This is just the most recent of them. It's
right.
Got a big price tag on it,
I had not heard really any stories about any sort of interference with Airbnb until right now. So.
$25,000. The judge in this case said that she acknowledged that the woman who was running this Airbnb operation wasn't actually providing breakfast, so therefore that doesn't meet the qualification legally. It shouldn't meet the qualification of actually being a bed and breakfast legally. But she went ahead and said, I don't know if you have that quote in front of you, Daryl. It was pretty shocking. She went ahead and basically
This is the type of place where you would normally get breakfast.
You would
breakfast.
Normally find it,
right.
So
because
guilty by association.
Because the woman could have made someone breakfast, apparently was reason enough to find her guilty and assess this $25,000 fine.
It would be akin to going into a restaurant, a sit-down family-owned restaurant that has pool tables and a jukebox, and charging them with selling liquor without a license. The owner says, but sir, I don't sell liquor, so I don't need a license. Well, it doesn't matter. This is the type of place where someone would normally find liquor.
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
And maybe they would have a chance with overturning this if they actually went to a real court, because they did go to an administrative court, which isn't the same as like a superior court or something like that. And that would be a fine argument, I think, for a lawyer to actually make in front of
a
judge.
Right, and the article did say that she's still in discussions with her lawyer
about
possibly suing the city.
Oh, I hope she does.
I wonder if she can appeal, though, the case.
Probably.
Hmm.
I don't know. It might be that sort of thing where the city of Keene took you to the Department of Safety's administrative hearing, and there's no way to appeal that.
There actually was a right to appeal that. However, I did not exercise that right because it would cost $260. So it's kind of funny to call it a right to appeal when the appeal costs a couple hundred bucks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't think you were allowed to appeal that decision. That's why they took you there, because there was the lesser burden.
Well, that is what they did.
It was a preponderance of evidence, not beyond a reasonable doubt.
No, I mean, that is why they took me to the Department of Motor Vehicles for what you're referring to was an attack on me, which they also came after you for the same thing. They actually went at you through the courts. They
went at me, and I was convicted.
And essentially they were accusing us of not being, or of being residents, but have not gotten the proper...
Well, without fulfilling the obligations thereof.
Which is to register a car. And
I contend that I am not a resident of New Hampshire because they have written in their rules that if you claim residency in another place for any reason, you're not a New Hampshire resident. And
doesn't
well,
matter though, does
I've got a piece of plastic that expires on my 65th birthday from the state of Arizona where I lived for a while before I moved to Texas, before I moved here. So I claim residency there for the purpose of having a piece of plastic that says that I can operate a vehicle.
But it doesn't matter what the law said. It, just like in this old lady's case, same thing happened to you. You are saying to this judge, hey, I am claiming residency in this other place. And he's just saying, well, too bad. You're a resident here now.
Right. And the funny thing is, there was a copy of my driver's license that was issued as some kind of evidence of something by the prosecution, which I contend is evidence of my claim of residency somewhere else for a purpose.
But it just goes to show they can ignore the words on paper.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what the words on paper say. And so all these people, we had two of them call in tonight, these people who believe, well, the law is the law. Kneelers, people who kneel in front of a king or something like that.
Yeah, so it's a Game of Thrones reference. So there are the free folk, and they refer to people that kneel before a king as kneelers.
So the people who are the kneelers of the world, the obedient folks, they believe, they have this fantasy about the world they're living in and this governmental system, and that is that the law is this ironclad thing. Those words on paper are so important. You voted for people who wrote those words down, and this is the system that we live in, and if you don't like those words, then you should fight to change them. But what good does it do if you fight to change the words and the judges ignore the words anyway, and they interpret them in insane ways that just don't even make sense to reality?
Right, and I've got sort of another question here. If the words can be changed, then why do you support them so much? Because, you know, like, are you supporting
support
it now
the
because the of what it says? Are you going to support it if it says something else?
Yes. Generally, they will.
I know they will.
They'll begrudgingly in some cases. I remember when the Obamacare thing was happening several years ago, when there was all the hubbub about, I think it was like 2010 or something like that.
Yeah, like 2009 is when there was the big debate on it. It passed in early 2010.
There were so many people, let's call them conservative types, who were all up in arms about Obamacare. And look, I'm no fan of the idea of government health care. I don't support the Obamacare thing at all. I don't support government regulations for health care either. But for the people who were so upset about it, we actually talked to some of them on the air, and you know, we had one of them admit that, well, if it goes as it and passes anyway, they'll just go ahead and pay for it, and they'll jump through the hoops, and they'll do whatever it is they're told to do because that's the system. And the idea, I think, behind that, Daryl, is this sort of reverence for the United States, the reverence for the state, the system in which they live, that also the belief that someday they could wrest control back and then force their version of the system on the people who forced this version on them. It's a real sick kind of cycle of abuse process, I think, that's sort of behind some of these folks. 855-450-FREE, that is our toll-free number. We've got Skype. It's Skype username LRN. FM. Coming up, Hong Kong police raid the Uber office. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here. We'll take your calls about whatever you want to discuss. It doesn't have to be the crackdown on the freedom, or at least the freedom you might have thought you had, to do as you wish with your property, whether it be your car, in the case of Uber or Lyft, or I think Sidecar is another one. And these are these ride-sharing companies that have sprouted up over the last several years and have done a great job of bringing fresh competition and innovation to the transportation industry.
And oftentimes the cars are nicer than your actual taxi car, too, and they're more comfortable.
I agree. I've been in an Uber a couple of times now, and I've been very impressed with the quality of the car involved in that. So there's that, and then now Airbnb, this idea of sharing one's property by allowing people to rent out a couch or a spare bedroom or an entire house. Maybe you're out of town for a summer and you want somebody to rent your house for the summer. You could probably use Airbnb to accomplish that.
Yeah, it's like subletting. It's also a form of subletting.
And, you know, some people stay longer than others. And now one lady is under attack in San Diego with a $25,000 fine. But she's not the only person who's under attack in these various different organizations. Around the globe, the folks behind Uber have been facing a lot of opposition from government officials. Now, I got to say, you know, there's some things about Uber I don't like. There's apparently a rule that Uber cab drivers or Uber drivers cannot carry a weapon. They can't have a gun.
Mm.
I don't know if there's a total weapons ban, but I know there's a no guns rule.
Even in states that do allow open carry, such as, say, New Hampshire or anything.
My understanding that if you're an Uber driver, you are not supposed to be carrying. Now, of course, there's no one checking you before you go out on the road. So, you know, I think that an Uber driver who really just didn't care about that particular rule would obviously be risking their association with Uber by continuing to carry a weapon. But if there was a situation where you needed to have that gun and then it resulted in Uber dropping their allegiance with you or whatever, if you couldn't work for them anymore after that, probably better to have your life than to have your association with Uber. Yeah, so I would, you know, there are some rules that I think should be broken, and I don't have a problem with somebody carrying a gun in their own car to defend themselves. The idea that Uber would be able to have any say over that, I think is pretty insulting. But it is their company, and they can make up whatever rules that they want for their drivers to follow. So if you want to join us here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, there's a movement. We were talking about Obamacare a moment ago. There's a movement in healthcare today. It's a movement of people that are ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. People like you and me who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement that's sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty Health Share is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. You can choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join their movement, and let's change healthcare for good. LibertyHealthShare.org. Just go to LibertyHealthShare.org, or you can call them toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's LibertyHealthShare.org, 855-58-LIBERTY. As we continue, it's Ian here with you tonight.
Danica.
And Daryl.
The crackdown on Uber continues, since we're talking about sharing things and how the government hates this. Because it's a threat to the old world. It's a threat to the good old boys network. It's a threat to the people who have paid for their licensing fees for decades. They hate this. They hate the fact that somebody could do business and have success without having to ask some government bureaucrat's permission first. Not only do the government guys hate it because they're missing out on revenue, but the old established businesses are also frustrated by this because they're being outcompeted in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, and I was actually reading something earlier today. Apparently Hillary Clinton doesn't like it because she
Uber?
Sees it as Uber, Lyft, Airbnb, okay. Anything that she describes as the gig economy or the peer-to-peer economy, she claims that it's employers taking advantage of employees by unfairly classifying them as contractors. And she also said stealing their wages, but I don't know
That's
where
ridiculous.
She is... You know, coming up with any of that from?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, yeah, I don't know about the stealing their wages, but we have heard the argument about, you know, this is somehow Uber screwing people over. There's certain people in unions who are making those claims. They want Uber drivers to be unionized, and that's just a mess. We can talk more about why the left hates these things. You've got an article about that, Daryl,
yes.
In a little bit. But here's a crackdown on Hong Kong's Uber office, where there was actually a raid and multiple arrests of drivers. Uber's worldwide expansion plans have hit yet another legal bump. That's according to TechCrunch.com. 5 Uber drivers have been arrested in Hong Kong yesterday. This was actually posted a couple days ago. Allegedly for operating without a hire car permit and driving without proper insurance. 2 of Uber's local offices were also raided and 3 staff members detained, according to the South China Morning Post. Hong Kong Police Senior Inspector Bruce Hung told reporters that undercover police officers used an app to call 5 cars and then arrested the drivers after reaching their destination. So they are doing undercover sting operations in Hong Kong. Now, this is not just happening in Hong Kong. There was a story a couple months ago about nearly 500 cars have been impounded by New York City government goons.
There was a story that I read recently. I don't remember if it was Florida or California, where they had attractive women stand on the side of the street, like waving down drivers saying, I just need to go right up the street. I'm late for an appointment, something. And yeah, they didn't have time to put the order in on
right,
Uber.
Yeah, right, yeah, I don't have time. Like, my phone's dead. I can't put it in. Can you put it in on your phone, and I'll just give you cash? And then anybody that was like, yeah, okay, whatever, wound up, all right, and now here's your citation for this, and you're coming with us now.
It's awful.
These arrests come a few weeks after protests against Uber and other car hailing apps began to intensify, with traditional taxi drivers claiming their counterparts operate without hire car permits. During a demonstration at the end of July, Tusun Tong, a spokesman for the Mobile Transport Workers General Union, said some of its members had seen their revenue drop by 20% due to the proliferation of car hailing apps like Uber. Oh, those poor babies. These old taxi cab companies are losing customers. They are claiming that they deserve those customers, that they have been around for so long and they've paid all their licensing fees and they've jumped through the arbitrary hoops the government has put up. So, therefore, they deserve to keep all those customers who are now leaving to go to better options, because there's a better option in the marketplace doing something new, doing something exciting and innovative. These guys feel like they've had their customers stolen from them. But the thing is, you don't own your customers.
How about this, Mr. Taxi Driver? Why don't you join Uber or Lyft and start making better money?
Well, this is the spokesman for the Mobile Workers General Union. He doesn't even drive a cab.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that if these taxi drivers are complaining about losing money, why don't you get with the times then and start driving for Uber and Lyft? You can probably make more money, and it's going to be more convenient for you. You can work around a schedule that will allow you to have time for your family.
Yeah, you can set your own hours.
Yes.
If you're an Uber driver, you can just basically log into the app as a driver,
and you don't even have to worry about cash, because it's all done through card transactions. So there's no need to exchange cash if you don't want to.
Sadly, though, Uber does not support Bitcoin at this point, so you do have to still use a credit card. So again, there are problems with Uber, but it's not.
Isn't there a Bitcoin ride hailing thing? I know that's been talked about.
There's something that is in development that is kind of clunky called Lazooz.
Yeah, that's the one.
Lazooz. Last time I looked, it was not really ready for prime time yet at all. So I don't know when that's going to come along, but that's a cool idea. The concept there, Daryl, for those that have not encountered
this. I know AgriCab accepts Bitcoin, but unfortunately they're only in New Hampshire at this time.
I don't know if AgriCab's in business at this time.
No.
But anyway, the thing with Lazooz is they're cutting out the middleman. So
right.
Lazooz would decentralize, if it actually happens, or when, maybe it'll be called something else. But this decentralized ride sharing would eliminate the idea of Uber from this and just basically have an app that is sort of open source programmed that allows people in cars to connect with people who need rides. So where there's no central company for the government to go after at all. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Every once in a while you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, Great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com. That's 844-2-GUNS-80, guns80.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want to discuss here at 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm with you tonight. Ian here.
Danica.
And Daryl.
And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features on our site. They are totally free. We do accept Bitcoin. If you want to send over a little Bitcoin to Free Talk Live, do it via our tip jar over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. What's that you say? You've yet to buy any Bitcoin? Well, you should go and do that through ExpressCoin, the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Litecoin, as well as Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive, and they're a licensed money services business. You can get cryptocurrencies with money order or check by starting off at ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. You can even do it from your smartphone. They've got an app. Go to ExpressCoin.com to get started and use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no transfer fee at all. So that's ExpressCoin.com with coupon code FTL. Let's go to Charles, listening in Arizona. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello. Concerning this poor woman in California, I mentioned to your screener, this might sound extreme, but it's in the same vein. Following the rule of law, people were told how to manage their property as to where and how they lived. It was called the Warsaw Ghetto. Hey, really? And as far as the regulators and administrative law judges, I've been an activist for decades, and I've gone up against all these people. I can't say on the air what they can do with regulators and administrative law judges, but I had a ruling go against me from an ALJ, and you can fight it. You have to go to a federal district court, which in my case, I'm on the very western border of Arizona, and I was hoping to go to Kingman, which I could have done as stuff that far, but in order to file my appeal, I would have had to have gone to Phoenix, and it was totally impossible for me, so...
Physically impossible?
Yeah, physically and financially, I was...
Right.
Impossible to do. And
right. I mean, if you can't afford the filing fee on a court case, you essentially don't have any rights.
Oh,
right.
No, yeah. There's a different, there's two types of law, you know, if you're rich or if you're poor.
Yeah. There's the law for them, which is, of course, completely flexible and fluid, and in any moment a government judge can decide what it means and how it applies. And then there's the law for the rest of us, which tends to be applied a whole lot more consistently. And although, as you point out, if you've got enough money, you can somehow, in some cases, get out of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've run across this more than once.
I believe you, Charles. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number here is 855. 450-FREE. Join us on Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Back to the story. Uber crackdown continuing in Hong Kong. Not just Hong Kong, though. It's happening all around the globe in different cities and different countries. This is one of the more violent tactics, overtly violent tactics, with the government literally coming in and raiding their offices, calling drivers via the app and then arresting them after they reach their destination. The arrests have come a few weeks after protests against Uber and other car hailing apps have began to intensify. And not just in Hong Kong, but also I saw a video about a week ago. Mexico was also having the taxi cab operators protesting against Uber. And sometimes these protests are getting violent. Like there was a video footage I saw of taxi drivers throwing rocks and other items at Uber cars, busting out, glass.
Did they have the big giant inflatable rat and were they yelling scab?
No, that happens in New York City, though. I've seen the inflatable rat in person, actually, a couple of times.
Can you explain the inflatable rat?
Yeah, so the inflatable rat is something that unionists or supporters of unions will bring out to their anti-union, like their pro-union rally against people that, you know, like say some company, people went on strike and the company's like, all right, we're just going to hire people that will work for what we're willing to pay. They'll stand out with a rat and they'll yell scab at people and sometimes they'll try to physically prevent someone from going to work.
So, what does the rat identify? What does it mean? What does it stand for?
Yeah, what's
you're a rat. Like, you're a scab. You're a rat.
Okay. Rat usually suggests you're snitching on somebody, but...
In this case, you're
being sneaky and, like, undermining us.
Yeah, sneaky. You're undermining us. So, like, the whole thing of, you know, unions are supposedly pro-labor, and they claim it's labor versus management, but what it really is, and these... protests really show you it's labor versus labor, to where it's these people that want to
organize labor versus unorganized labor.
Right. These people that want to make sure that they have a quote-unquote living wage will wind up not working to show that they need a living wage. Like, that's never made sense to me. Like, I'm going to show you how much I need to work by not going to work.
So Uber, by the way, here is under attack by the Motor Transport Workers General Union, claiming that their revenues dropped in some cases by 20% due to the Uber proliferation. While Uber checks if drivers have mandated third-party insurance as part of its standard screening process, it's unclear if the company requires or plans to require drivers to hold what are called hire car permits in Hong Kong. Now, there are similar terminology in other big cities.
New York City calls them medallions, taxi medallions.
In a statement, and by the way, in New York City, and I don't know if this is true in Hong Kong, but it might be, but in a lot of cities, they restrict the number of taxi medallions.
Yes.
So you cannot get, if you go to New York City, even if you have the $600,000 or $800,000 that they cost.
I've heard it's close to a million.
It's close to a million in some ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know several years ago it was around $500,000. But if you've got the hundreds of thousands of dollars, nearly $1 million that it takes to get one of these taxi medallions,
you may not even be able to get it because there may not be any available. So the only way to get it would be to acquire it from an existing medallion holder, say somebody who wants to leave the business.
And I had heard something, and I don't know if this is necessarily true, but New York City also limits the number of permits that they give for restaurants and food establishments. So what
they do, I think, limit food truck.
So
permits.
Maybe it's food truck. So what the permit holders will do if they're going to not be doing it anymore, they will like sell it on the black market.
That's right.
Because nobody can buy one legally through City Hall.
Right. Or they'll rent it out as well.
Yeah.
So Uber, let's see, in a statement, their spokesperson from North Asia, Uber, says, quote, Hong Kongers have made it clear they want more, better transportation options in our city, and Uber is deeply committed to making sure they have unrestricted access to safe, reliable, quality options. Drivers who partner with Uber do so to take advantage of the flexibility and earning potential our lead generation technology allows. Uber ensures that all rides are covered by insurance and that drivers on the platform undergo an extensive background check. We stand by our driver partners 100%. This is what differentiates them between Airbnb, I think, and welcome the opportunity to work closely with the authorities toward updated regulations that put the safety and interests of riders and drivers first. Now, I'm no fan of working with the city, but I understand why a major company would have to say things like that. I mean, obviously, the city is going to, they're going to be the ones who get concessions from Uber.
Right.
It's not gonna be the other way around. The company has previously described Hong Kong as its regional headquarters, while the government welcomed Uber with open arms. InvestHK, an agency set up to attract foreign investment, presented the company as a successful story on its website. However, that page was removed yesterday, and InvestHK posted a statement saying, quote, there are legal ways in Hong Kong for companies to offer car rental services via mobile applications, but not all mobile car booking applications can meet the legal requirements in Hong Kong, as Uber is now being investigated for allegedly operating outside of the legal ambit. As a standard procedure, InvestHK has removed the case study from its website. Reportedly valued over $50 billion after its most recent funding round, Uber's international expansion plans have come with a series of headaches as it runs into legal issues and opposition by traditional taxi operators in new markets. And this can happen to you too, not if you just get involved in the taxi business or moving people business or the house sharing business, but anything that you get into that threatens the status quo. You will become the enemy. And people, you know, they come after us in the liberty movement, some of us in Keene, because we do activism that sort of stirs the pot.
Yes.
And it garners press attention, and it creates controversy. And they'll critique us for saying that, well, we should have just been more easygoing. We should have, gone through the proper channels or whatever. The thing is, as soon as you stir the pot in any way, shape, or form, people are going to hate you and attack you. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom-vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.